Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you are listening from wherever on the planet you happen to reside. With us is a returning guest. His name is Desmond Adams. He's the founder and president and CEO of something called Focus and Find. And we're going to be talking about the four P's, ladies and gentlemen. What kind of P's are they? Well, we'll find out in just a moment. Desmond, welcome back. Nice to have you with us. It's been a bit of a time.
Michael, thank you so much for having me on the program. It is an outstanding opportunity to be here with you, especially after what we dealt with all of 2020.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. You know, this has altered so much of business, and that's what we do. We talk about business. How has COVID-19 impacted you and Focus and Find as far as outreach to individuals? I suspect you've been doing a lot of FaceTime on computers, yeah?
We have done a lot of video conferencing. We did a lot of video conferencing prior to 2020, but obviously the video conferencing became even more important and more substantial. But to your question, I think more empathy and understanding has taken place over the last year, give or take.
When we talk about empathy and understanding, especially in the business context, that's sometimes difficult for people to wrap their heads around. But you have written a book that talks about how empathy and understanding and how you can become socially responsible and what that does to the business's bottom line, yes?
Absolutely. It is a well-known fact at this point and well-researched from Harvard Business Review, Deloitte, McKinsey and Company, and others, Boston Consulting, that have made a direct correlation to increased executive teams in their diversity drives a higher, up to 33% higher EBITDA, which for your audience is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, amortization, with your top line growth.
And when we talk about that, and that really is bottom line business understanding, yeah?
Absolute business. Let's put away the warm and fuzzies. Let's not hug trees for a moment. Let's not walk through streets. Let's not hold signs. It's nothing wrong with that. That's wonderful. I support that, and I am an advocate and an activist myself. However, we are talking business, and if we're going to talk business, that means we're talking profit. We're talking expenses. We're talking numbers, and the numbers make a direct correlation to increased profitability. So if a company is truly committed to generating the highest level of profit that they can, then they need a more inclusive leadership team. It's that simple.
And because that leadership team is more inclusive, what does that do to that company? Does it, I would suspect it broadens their look at the world?
I think that what you bump into is different perspectives create different innovations. Different innovations create different profitabilities, the efficiency, things of that nature. Innovation is significant. I mean, if you take, like you mentioned in my book, there are some stories that I share around this great nation of ours where states that have higher trademarks with the LGBTQIA community have also shown to have higher innovation and trademark and patent applications. So when you're seeing a more inclusive group of people, they tend to generate more inclusive and create better innovation and better opportunities and ideas.
It is a stunning report and a well-read, well-researched book. I would encourage you to pick it up. It is called
D&I Has Died, How the Birth of Socially Responsible Recruitment Erases Bias and Drives Profit.
There's that word again. We are talking about business, ladies and gentlemen. So we teased you earlier on about the four P's, and so we're going to get into that. Desmond, what are we talking about? You throw out this thing, four P's. What the heck is that?
Michael, I tell you, where that has come from is really to talk about, I often get asked a question, right? Not only in media like we are today, but I get asked a question when advising clients, advising CEOs, they ask the question, they say, well, Desmond, how can we drive inclusion better as an organization if we do not have the need to hire today? right? Mm. Or maybe we don't have the need to hire immediately tomorrow. So what can we do?
But we're still interested in getting to that profit motive.
Absolutely. We're still interested in driving profitability through workforce inclusion. Right. That's what they're looking
for. So we're interested in that, but we don't have a need to hire anybody yet. So what do we do?
So why does it matter to me? That's the question. Right. Why everyone operates off of personal interest, right? Individual interest. Why does it matter to me? Well, it matters to you because you're in business. You can generate a higher profitability. Higher profit does matter to you. So what we talk about is process, protocols, policies, and procedures. And those process, protocols, policies, and procedures that will help drive inclusivity within your organization so that it can be a place where individuals want to come work and spend their time to help you generate the profit that you're seeking to do.
All right. So let's tick down each one of those things. And because this is a business show, many business people understand those four P's completely. But so and I'm not going to want you to give me an example necessarily, but so policies, what policies is this in your HR department or how you, what?
So Michael, imagine if we had a bundle of twigs. Okay. So we had a bundle of twigs. And then we unwrap that bundle of twigs and we lay the bundle of twigs on the ground and we lay them all flat and even. Now, if we put that bundle back together and then we took and this bundle was of wood twigs and we bundle that back together, but we take a piece of string and we make that string, let's call that string red. So it's a red piece of string. That's the color. And then we wrap that red string around the bundle. Now, that's one option. The other option, I'm going to do the exact same thing, so keep that in your mind, is option one. Option two, where we lay down the bundles again, we lay the twigs down, make certain that they're even, everything's the same, and we still have a red piece of thread. But this time what we do, Michael, when we lay it down, it's in a rectangular picture now, all the twigs, we take from the bottom left corner, and we take that red thread and we take it to the top right corner. Mm. Now we re-roll the twigs. We re-roll the bundle. So, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, we have an option here. Option one is you have a bundle and you have the red thread on the outside of the bundle, which doesn't penetrate the bundle. It's not a part of the bundle. It just is on the outside of the bundle, but it is a part of the bundle. Then option two, the red thread is throughout the bundle. Mm. It's not on the outside of the bundle. It's throughout the bundle because it is a part of the bundle, which means to your question that you asked before I gave this example, where would you do this? I don't know. And all your process, all your protocols, all your policies, and all of your procedures. What that does is it makes certain that you're driving profitability more efficiently, in process, protocols, policies, and procedures. The bottom line is to make and generate revenue everywhere in your business that you can generate in that revenue. You have to have your policies and procedures all wrapped together. There is no one policy or one protocol or one procedure that's going to drive you to the magic land. There is no silver bullet. No one's going to come over the hinterland and save us. The reality is that you have to make the decisions that put your business in the best position possible. And if you do that, then your profitability will be higher.
To come back to your red string and the bundle, which is a marvelous example, that red string that's on the outside doesn't touch the inside of what those twigs are, yes?
Yes.
And when you roll it together, that means that red string is touching every aspect of those twigs. If you think of that as touching every aspect of your business.
That is correct.
That is the inclusivity, the socially responsible thing to do
to
drive profit.
Absolutely. You're taking all key stakeholders into account. You're taking a sustainable practice into account because it's through it, not around it. It's not going to fall down. It's not going to fall off when the weather is different, the bad weather, good weather. It's not going to fall off. It's not based on how well somebody tied the knot.
It's baked in.
It's baked in. It's included. Okay? It's inclusive. That's what it is. It's in the middle. It's part of it. It's not on the outside. It's not separate. It's not a separate group. It's not on the left side and the right side. It's not a different religion. It's baked in. It is part of what you're doing.
All right. That makes so much sense, I'm sure, to so many people. Yeah, I mean, people are going, why? Wait. So we have to bake in inclusivity and diversity. We have to bake it into our corporation so that it touches every part.
All we have to do is run the thread.
Run the thread.
Run the thread. Let's run the thread, baby. All you have to do is run the thread.
Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, he's the president and CEO of Focus and Find. And yes, we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. So I want to talk about conception. And you have just painted a brilliant picture of what all of this is about. How difficult sometimes is it for CEOs or CFOs or the corner suite to understand that? Are you having to have this conversation in ways just like you've explained to us with the red thread?
Absolutely. That's why I came up with that story. Yeah. What I have found is people are very open and accepting and are really looking to make the right move or move in the right direction. Sometimes it becomes a question of how do I move in the right direction? Sometimes it's information that has not been framed the best, or maybe the way that it has been framed, or maybe the way someone heard it spoken just didn't sit well with their reality, and they couldn't find themselves in that position. They just couldn't see themselves there. And sometimes it just becomes a case of reframing to really get to the points that we're trying to get to. Michael, the argument around inclusion is a significant one. Hence, you have a lot of different voices that are positioning themselves in that space for a lot of good intention. And then you have bad intention as well. That's life, right? We have good yin and yang. But the reality is that in order for someone to be able to understand how they can move forward, you have to position it in a way that they can hear you. And so if I'm talking to business people recognize to have a sustainable business ongoing, you need to have processes, protocols, policies, and procedures that drive the business, not the individual all-star that hits the ball super hard from time to time. That is how you can have a sustainable success.
All right, so here's the big question. How do you get there? How do you start this process to be able to put these four P's in alignment with the desire to make more money for your company because you consistently offer a diverse opportunity? How do you get there?
The short answer is I think you should hire an expert in the space that can assist you in showing you what you may or may not be seeing or how you can better leverage what you see. The same way that if your car wasn't working, you would probably take it to a mechanic versus simply trying to figure it out yourself. That would be first. Second, I would say look at let's take an example. Let's call it a protocol. So a protocol, let's say around recruiting as an example, could be if a business or even a recruiting firm that supports businesses, right? Someone, let's say a competitor of ours, to have a process where candidates can share an identifier other than their first name and their last name, or their male and their female, that would be a start.
So really
a blind process.
Right.
You know, a blind recruitment process, meaning that the client doesn't see, but the search firm or the third party vendor does see.
So then what we're doing without identifying male, female, first name, last name, whatever these are, we're putting individuals on an even ground to be picked by their abilities and education, not necessarily some kind of a thing about somebody's name.
Absolutely. That's the way that it is supposed to work in theory.
Right.
Yes, yes. That's the way it's supposed to work in theory. Now, we don't need to create workarounds to those processes. But yes, that's the way it's supposed to work in theory. And let me share with you, all candidates don't necessarily want that to happen.
Sure.
Right? Some people rely on their personality more than they rely on their substance. Some people have been able to generate based on physical prowess and domination rather than substance, right?
But this gets to the substance.
This gets to the substance.
What do you want to do?
You know, who are you and what and who are you and how will you make this business better? And then we're a business, so why should we be interested in you? And so ultimately, if you know, both sides are seeking to come together for the benefit of doing what? Generating profit, because we're talking, this is a business show. Let's not run from profit. People nowadays are running from profitability. Don't run from profitability. How about you use the profitability to drive the social change that you're really seeking to drive?
There you go. Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen.
I was ready to go.
Desmond Adams, the president, founder, and CEO of Focus and Find. Desmond, thanks very much for spending time with us.
Michael, thank you so much for having me on.
Once again, that's the voice of Desmond Adams from Focus and Find. And yes, so you can learn more about his mission and how he can help you and your business grow and prosper, we do have links to Focus and Find on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Desmond Adams, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.